The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
One of us in the studio has his birthday on Christmas. Who is it? Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
Not me. DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A. That would be me.
Merry Christmas. Happy birthday, all
yes.
Anthony A.
I'm excited. Shout out to all the holiday birthday people out there. Yeah. I think anybody who's in a two-week window, front or back, you kind of fall into that Christmas time. And I was talking to a friend about this over the weekend, and it's not about the most common question I get when you find out I'm a Christmas baby is, do you get more gifts or less gifts on your birthday? And it's not really about that. The real thing is that you have to give people gifts on your birthday.
Oh, I didn't even think about that,
Anthony. That's the biggest thing about it. And
oh my gosh.
So, like, that's like the most, I think, kind of sets you up for life is that mindset of like you kind of never really have your day.
You don't ever have your day.
So it's cool though. Like I've grown to love it. And
had to grow to love it. You have no other
choice. What choice do you have? You could change your birthday.
One beautiful thing about it though, too, at least here in America, is I never have to work on my birthday. So that's
always have the day off.
Yeah. So that's always been super fun.
You've had some iconic parties on your birthday.
Yes, and then it transformed. If you guys want to go look a fun hashtag up on Instagram, it's hashtag Antzmas, A-N-T-Z-M-A-S. And that was like a decade-long party we would throw Christmas night.
Oh, and there is evidence on that timeline of many, many a soiree. And they've all been good. Well, I just had to ask and just tell you that, I think it's important that we acknowledge your birthday, even though it's Jesus' birthday, too.
Yeah, dude, it's cool sharing a birthday with that man. He's a legend. I thought I was legendary. And then my little brother, he shares a birthday with Snoop Dogg. So, kind of got me
still
there.
Still second. No way. Merry birthday. All right.
It's a close second, though.
What do we have for National Day, Anthony?
It is National Christmas Tree Day. Yes. Now, according to the surveys in America, that most people think you're supposed to be putting your Christmas tree up today.
What?
Yeah, but as times have changed, and now everyone puts it up the day after Thanksgiving.
Or 15 days before Thanksgiving. Anyway.
I put it up on Saturday.
Yeah. Saturday?
Yeah. Ooh. Just this last week. Yeah.
And we also have National Brownie Day.
Delicious.
Let's have those every day. No, let's not. This time of year is so hard to stay fit.
Yeah, and we'll wrap it up with National Time Travelers Day.
Where would you go?
Are you going to go forward or backwards?
Oh, yeah. Forward. I ain't going back. I'm a Mexican woman. When was it ever better than right now for me? Never. At least not pre-Columbian. What is it called anyway?
I thought you were going to say pre-ice.
That too. Let's get married again.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
We're all getting our spiritual forecast for the week as a collective. It's time for What's Your Sign? We're calling Sirmati.
Hello?
Sirmati, it's time for What's Your Sign? I always feel so good when I call you. How are you?
I'm good. And you guys?
Doing very well. Of course, we're going to get our spiritual forecast for the week. This holiday season, I hope it's good. Now, before we get that, we always ask if anyone would like a free psychic reading. And we do have a caller on the line. Go ahead and begin with your sign.
My sign, I'm a Taurus.
Okay, what's your first name?
Whitney.
Whitney, go ahead and ask Sirmati your question.
I am about to have to deal with legal actions with my ex-husband yet again. So I am just trying to make sure I am not opening up a can of worms and this is not going to go the wrong way for me and my children.
Okay, Whitney, this is just me asking you because you sound very emotional and I'm a little nervous for you. Is this something that you've been dealing with for a very long time?
I myself dealt with it for 10 years.
Oh, really?
It just started happening to my daughter with my ex-husband.
Oh, my
gosh.
So
I'm trying to make sure that I'm doing the right thing.
Okay, Whitney, I can tell that you are very upset, so I want you to hold on because I'm going to get your phone number. I want to talk to you, but let's ask Sirmati what she sees coming when it comes to your question.
Okay.
Mati, she is stressed. And I am worried. What are you feeling about what she's asking you?
I do feel that the outcome of what she's about to take on, which feels very heavy, it feels very draining, but I do feel there is a positive outcome. I know that there's going to be some trickery on his end with the court system, with the legal system. It's going to be a fight, but it actually won't be as difficult as she thinks it's going to be. She's preparing for the worst. I would have to say that I see positive outcomes. This is giving me like a financial issue, and he's not going to want to release a lot of the money, but I do feel that in the end, she ends up winning and the tides turn in her favor. I know that she's stressing right now, but the positive energy that she's going to emit is also going to have an effect on this case. Think positive. And I know it's difficult, but you will come out on top.
Okay. All right. Now, what about our spiritual forecast for the week as we move closer and closer to Christmas?
So, yes. So as I was tuning in to this week, the first thing that I got was confidence. And the lack of confidence that sometimes we have to initiate new things. And what I got as Spirit was telling me is that if we focus on just moving forward, the momentum of our steps forward is what actually builds confidence. We don't have confidence the first time we do something. You just have to take the steps. And so this week, we're really being called to do that. We're really being called to move into the action versus delay and just waiting for confidence to fill us up and for them to take the steps. You know, you have to take the steps first.
You gave me a visual of a baby learning to walk.
Oh.
Do you know when it first starts? I just saw that immediately. You see the baby and they start and it's very awkward and then it just gets better and better. And you know what else babies never do? Quit. They never quit or we'd never learn to walk. You know, if we gave up, because none of us can walk, we fall, we get back up, we keep going. It's kind of you have to approach everything as an adult too.
Absolutely.
Oh, Madi, thank you so much. What do you have planned for Christmas? What are you doing, girl?
So far, so good. We're doing tamales, as always. That's like my big, that's like the big day. But I've been doing some testing tamales. Like we've been testing new recipes and improvements and from last year.
Okay, you know, I tried to do healthy tamales last year. I did find a recipe from this girl I follow on TikTok. Her name is Claudia, Cooking with Claudia. And she did
God, I love her.
I love her. Okay, well, she did these with olive oil or something. I don't remember. I'm going to stick with lard.
Yeah.
It makes the best tamales.
Yes, I'm doing the testing early so that on the day of, I don't ruin anything.
Good, because I didn't do that. Yeah, we're going back to the old school style. All right. Thank you so much, Sirmati. If you would like a reading, you can call now, 877-730-DCS1. She does spiritual classes and a lot more at Illest Divinity on Instagram. Madi, we love you. Thank you so much. Talk to you next Monday.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
The number one place to take your kids to see Santa Claus is still the mall.
Hey.
It always has been because Santa is there. Santa's helpers are there. That's where you go. You take the best pictures. You can tell Santa Claus what you want.
Respect to all my mall employees. Santa Claus might be keeping them all afloat nowadays, all right?
Right.
In 2020, and this is nowadays, right now, Santa Claus is the biggest highlight they have.
He's the draw.
There. He is.
He's the draw. So mall Santas, to real Santas, were polled, and they said they don't feel like it's a job at all. It's a calling because Santa himself has asked them to step in and do this work. I agree. We met Santa at a shoe store the other day.
Oh, we did.
I took photos with Santa and everything.
And he was a good Santa.
He was such a nice. They're all nice Santas. They're all great Santas.
Unpack this for me. Have you seen the movie Bad Santa, though?
Let's unpack this for me real fast. What do you mean Santa? So Santa has a legion of other Santas who step out for him?
It's helper Santas, yes.
So these are helper Santas at the malls.
These are helper Santas, yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, like there's a general and then there's the soldiers.
Soldier Santa.
We met a soldier Santa.
Yeah, we did.
Okay.
And I still remember the first time I met Santa Claus in real life.
Okay.
Now, my Aunt Sylvia, she was living in Irving, Texas at the time. And she said, we're going to the mall and we're going to go take pictures with Santa Claus. And I got all dressed up. And I still remember, and it was so amazing. And I was in line, and me and my cousin, we were just, you know, your little feet are going, oh my God. And I'm just like, can't wait to get up there. And I got up there, and I forgot what I wanted.
Oh no, got a little stage fright.
I choked.
You're basically the kid from A Christmas Story.
I choked, Otto. I really was. I forgot that movie.
Push right down that slide.
Oh. Oh my gosh, I didn't know there was no slide. But I do remember him asking, I just sat there, I was just smiling. And then I turned, I think I blinked in my picture. Like I was just, I couldn't believe it. I was there with a real Santa Claus.
I'd love to see this picture.
Man, dude, that's tough that you got a stage fright. I feel so
bad. Imagine, I do too.
Yeah, at least you weren't crying in the photo though, right?
No, okay, I wasn't crying. I was already bigger. I wasn't like a baby.
The first time I met the big guy was actually at a library. He was at a library. Yes, he was doing a reading with the kids.
Yeah.
And that was really fun. And also kind of semi-traumatic for me too as well. Because I, at the time, did not know I was what they call dyslexic. and it was a, we were sitting there reading Christmas stories, and they swung it around to your boy to read a little bit. But shout out to my mom for helping me get through that. But that was a little traumatic. That was a little tough for me because I had to read out loud.
Put you on the spot.
Yeah, put me out the spot and make me out loud. But you know what? Good, good, good. Let everybody know I did make it onto the nice list that year.
Oh, okay.
But Santa Claus really encouraged me to get into the library as a kid. So shout out to the big guy.
Oh, and Anthony, you're not going to mention that your birthday is on December 25th?
I've mentioned enough traumatic things with reading out loud.
I don't want to trauma dump.
I don't want to trauma dump too much. We'll save that for Thursday, okay? Reading
day.
Out loud is enough of my dark past. I don't want to revisit anything. I might just go home after that one.
I'm a great reader, and reading out loud makes me nervous.
Oh my God,
It's so hard.
I'm not going to try to top your story, okay? But I have some trauma dumping stories when it comes to reading out loud.
Reading out loud?
I got kicked out. I got suspended for reading out loud.
Oh no!
What do you mean? What were you reading?
Just making up the words or what?
No. Because the teacher kept calling on me, and I am dyslexic as well, and I hated to read out loud. And
it made you nervous. It made
me nervous, and I was like, "Oh, can you just skip me?" And he wouldn't skip me, and then I embarrassed myself by reading and not being able to do it. So I flipped my desk.
Wow!
Oh my gosh, Otto! Anger
issues. Sixth grade flipped the desk.
Not on the nice list.
No.
Not on the nice list.
Did not make the nice list.
Not that
year. That is naughty. You don't be doing that kind of stuff. Gosh, that is a horrible story, but thanks for telling it. It's funny.
There's more to it. I don't want to let anybody else
Okay. Anyway, Santa Claus is at the mall, and if you want to take your kiddos, I think that they would enjoy that very
much. Where else is Santa going to be? I thought you had some special place that Santa was going to be.
No, that's so special. That's where the most Santas are. Everywhere.
My favorite mall is, he also does appearances at Petco and PetSmart.
Yeah, he does.
So for my...
you take your animal to get a picture
with Santa? Christmas
specifically
card pictures with
talking
Santa.
To millennial women who don't have children.
take
your cat or whatever you want to do.
Or Otto, he can take his cat.
Oh yeah, Otto, you can take your cat.
I would love to take a picture with Oliver.
Take a picture of Lord Oliver Cromwell with Santa Claus?
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
You might be able to actually afford the extra walk at Chipotle because Otto's got some great food news for us. Hottest hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show. What's up? I am Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. the Burnt Tortilla.
Before that, last week, Netflix is buying Warner Brothers and HBO Max and spending $82.7 billion in the deal. But I'm happy about it because that means that...
We're almost back to cable.
Pretty much, Otto, it does. It means saving some money. I think every single app realizes there's app fatigue. It's a real thing. People are tired of trying to look for what show on where.
You can't have 15 different apps to watch.
And $25 a month for each one. You're paying more for each app now for cable.
After I saw that they had bought those two companies, Netflix is definitely going to go up, though. There's no way you spend $82 billion and not have a price jump.
I don't know, because I canceled HBO Max. As much as I love their content, I just couldn't have it anymore. I had to narrow it down to just a few.
Yeah, they're all kind of canceling each other out now. So
well, it's just going to be, you know how we had ABC, CBS, NBC, and PBS, which we still have, we'll always have. Now we're going to probably have just 10 apps.
It'll probably be Netflix, Disney Plus, and Prime.
What else is there?
Paramount Plus. And then
I think someone's absorbing that one too, though, if I'm not mistaken. Because that's CBS, isn't it?
Yeah, it is CBS.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. So I don't know.
No, they've already been absorbed by CBS and Viacom.
I'm just so confused. What do we have for food news, DJ Automatic?
So last weekend, Chipotle started this thing where you can buy one, get one free on Saturdays. So you could, like this last Saturday, you bought three tacos, you get a free entree.
Oh, wow.
This next upcoming Saturday, you can buy a burrito and get a free entree. And then on the 20th, if you wear an ugly Christmas sweater, and you buy something, you'll get a free entree in store.
Okay, this is good. And I know that they're hurting right now. I've read because beef prices are so high and guacamole, avocados are so expensive that they need some business. I love Chipotle, so I'm here for it. I always get extra brown rice. It might defeat the purpose of why I'm there in the first place, but whatever.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Selena Gomez and Benny Blanco did something so amazing for their Christmas celebration. I'll break it all down after we get celebrity birthdays, Anthony A.
The one, the only Nicki Minaj celebrating her birthday. We'll wrap it up right there.
Okay, I got tea on that. You saw Sabrina Carpenter unfollowed her?
Oh, no.
Yeah, I guess Nicki's been going like really hard with this current administration, and they used a video for ICE of Sabrina she didn't want. Sabrina Carpenter versus Nicki Minaj. I never thought I'd see the day. I never did. Okay, now we'll talk about Selena Gomez and Benny Blanco. It appears, I don't know what 100, But it appears they did their own decorating. They decorated their own tree and house. Now, normally I wouldn't care, but Selena Gomez is a billionaire. And she's putting up her own tree? Yeah, and I know Benny Blanco is, he's Jewish, but obviously he celebrates Christmas with his wife.
Oh, that's lovely. Yeah. I mean, that's a good way to get some nice brownie points for the upcoming holidays is to do one of these kind deeds, like decorate with your wife.
Do you like to decorate the tree? For me personally, I didn't know how. I used to hire somebody, and then I finally was like, you got to do this on your own. I love that they do it as a couple. They're sharing that tradition. The Kardashians obviously hire people, right? All these celebrities. I'm sure Rihanna hires somebody. Her house looks amazing.
I think that's what makes Selena Gomez so appealing to so many different people is that she's still kind of normal. She doesn't live this... Well, I mean, obviously, she lives a lavish lifestyle because she's a billionaire, but
she has different houses.
But she's not... Like, she still has this, like, down-south Texas girl feel to her.
Down to earth.
Yeah.
Down to earth. Yeah, you're right. Because, and I think it's because she doesn't surround herself with the Hollywood people. She's still very close to her family. She still visits, like you said, she goes home to Grapevine, Texas, hangs out with all her primos and primas, her cousins, and it matters to keep real people around you.
Hell yeah.
I love Selena Gomez.
He's like, I don't know. I'm not a billionaire. Yeah, I'm not there.
No, if you had a $1 billion, you wouldn't decorate your own tree.
You guys are like giving her praise. Like, she just walks around with normal people. Like, I'm pretty sure Taylor Swift was at her wedding. I mean, what?
You're right.
I'm pretty sure Benny Blanco's best friends with Lil Dicky.
Like, that's true. Okay, Taylor Swift was at her wedding, but so was her cousin Rosa.
There you go.
She keeps it real. Man, Rosa must have been so excited when she met Taylor. Do you decorate your house? Do you have a tradition that was passed down by maybe a grandparent or something? 877-730-DCS1.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Earlier, if you just turn the radio on, I asked this question. I said, I'm going to talk about a famous children's show. We probably all watched it. And one of the characters was living in a trash can. And I asked people to call in with the answer. We have Ivan on line one. Hi, Ivan. Welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. Merry Christmas, Ivan!
Thank you.
Merry Christmas. Okay, who lived in a trash can?
Oscar the Grouch.
There you go. That's right, Oscar the Grouch. Did you watch Sesame Street when you were little?
Oh, yes, all the time.
Such a great show.
Every day.
Who was your favorite character, though?
Actually, Big Bird.
Oh, everybody loves Big Bird. He was so kind and nice and loving, and he was really a giant bird.
Centerpiece of the whole show, man. Held it together.
You think he was bigger than Cookie Monster?
Yeah, he's the star of the show. But there were the Elmo years, though.
I was like, I swear, Elmo took over the world for like a decade. Do you remember that?
Yes, he did.
And then Bert and Ernie?
They were never the stars.
Yes, they were.
They were never the stars, but they were fun.
They had
a lot of humor.
They would shine in a much more fluid society than we have now.
Anthony, you're right.
They were those two uncles that lived together.
Okay, that's enough.
Ernie never brings a girlfriend for Christmas, just Bert.
Well, then you have the Count.
Oh, the Count.
I love you. Yes. He's my favorite.
One.
Two. Three. Also, Snuffleupagus, who was Big Bird's imaginary friend. Yes.
Correct.
Oh, you know, we're just all having these great memories. And the reason we're talking about it is because Netflix just bought Warner Brothers and HBO. But Sesame Street is back with a vengeance. You can find them on Netflix and PBS now. And also because I love this song that Bert and Ernie used to sing. What was it? Because it was National Bathtub Day last week sometime.
Rubber Ducky?
Yes!
We really were the uncles.
I know, that's enough. Ivan, thank you so much for listening. We love you. Merry Christmas. Have a beautiful day. Call back anytime, okay?
Thank you very much. Bye.
I also love that, you know, Netflix, you just said, Otto, and we talked about it a little bit. Warner Brothers just was purchased by Netflix.
Netflix,
where you can watch Sesame Street.
Yeah, Netflix just happened. They just bought Warner Brothers and HBO.
What?
Whoa.
For $82.7 billion.
And we wonder where all the money's going.
I think that's great. I think that's exciting to hear.
We're one step closer to cable again.
But also, like, I think we're on the cusp of like another creative boom. With a lot of the small micro dramas getting made. It's just good for all the creatives here, and especially all over the country.
Like little novellas, little soap operas. You know, it's interesting you said that, though, Otto, about going back to cable, because there was so much for so long. I just couldn't stand it anymore. We've canceled so many apps, right? Netflix buying HBO, buying Warner Brothers. We're going to have it all under one umbrella. We're going to be back to like 10 channels. It used to be three. It'd be NBC, CBS, you know, NBC and PBS, actually. And now it'll be...
Those won't ever go anywhere, but I think you're right. There might be three or four other big channels.
I'm here for it.
Or big apps.
I'm here for it because it's too confusing. I don't even know where to watch what. This is just going to make life so much easier.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.